cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Heading through the Matrix on December the 7th, 2010. I always ask the newcomers, and it's always people coming in. I know it's monotonous for those who listen all the time, but there's always newcomers coming in to listen, and I advise them to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where you'll find years and hundreds of talks to of audios, in fact, download and peruse at your leisure, where I try to give you shortcuts to the big picture of what you take as reality, the reality that's formed for you and that you adapt into as your parents did before, and how it's becoming more and more increasingly accurate in the formation of behavior of vast populations as the sciences all work together with incredible funding from you, of course, a taxpayer, so the governments can manage you much more easily, bringing you through the transitions that you're going through right now into the new big society, as I like to call it, and the planned society, the planned world society. So help yourself to the audios, and remember they all carry, all those sites listed there, these are my official sites, carry the same audios, they carry transcripts in English of a lot of the talks I've given over the years, and if you want transcripts in other languages, go into alanwattsentinel.eu, that's listed on the front page of the com site as well, and help yourself to the variety that's offered. And remember that you're the audience that bring me to you, so if you want to help me out, you can donate or purchase the books and discs I have for sale. I could turn out a lot more if I had time to do it, but believe you me, this is more than any full-time job. It's more than a vacation either. It's a must-be, as I call it, something you must do, because you only get one chance in a lifetime to come out with this kind of information as we're going through the big transition itself, something that's been planned for hundreds of years. And for those who are still stuck in the old reality, the one that's been given to you, you'll find that hard to believe, but the evidence is all there, and it's documented down through history, and I try to give you some of the players on documentation of their parts in planning this big system in which you live today, and where it's going. So, purchase the books and so on that I have for sale, keep me going. It's expensive to do what I'm doing, believe you me, and it's more than a full-time job, because it takes every single hour of every day to do this, and a good part of the night as well, and it's a 7-day-a-week affair, basically. There's no time, there's always something wrong with computers or whatever. And from the US to Canada, remember, you can order the books by a personal check. You can also use an international postal money order, and you can send cash, or you can use PayPal to donate or to purchase. If you want to purchase the books and so on, just send the donation followed by an email with your name, address, and order, and I'll get it out to you. How to do that on the website at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And it's when you first understand how psychology works in this big program, it's all pervasive, it's all encompassing, it's everything that you take as reality, because big institutions with incredible funding have been studying you for an awful long time, and your parents before you, and their parents and so on, for an awful long time, to alter behaviors, destroy old cultures, old values that they saw would cause conflict. Histories, too, would go out the window, of course, and a lot of that has already disappeared. They don't get taught it in school. Once again, so they don't have old grudges against other peoples coming down through time. And some people think that's a good thing, but on the other hand, if you're after the truth, why should anything be hidden? And perhaps we should know the truth of what's happened and who's done what to whom down through the ages on all sides. Then let us make an informed opinion. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Cutting through the matrix, talking about the big agenda, the big world plan in which you live, and how you're all being trained, and you've been trained all your life to change opinions and change habits, and the way that you view things have all been changed. It's a constantly upgraded process, basically like computer programs, and that's how they word it, in fact, in the government agencies, which are responsible for altering the citizenry's behavior. And it's, most folk don't ever think about that aspect of it, because you think government's there to kind of serve you or to cave in to the demands of pressure groups and so on. But in reality, it's the other way around. Government's in the business of altering your behavior so that you will give them less of a trouble down the road. That's how it really is designed. And as I say, massive organizations work with governments, all governments, and the governments themselves have departments of civil service or bureaucrats on board with them, dealing with nothing but that, how to change the opinion and the behavior of their societies. It's astonishing when you really start digging into it and see the big universities that cooperate with them and all the rest of it. And what they do too, apart from taking in individuals' data, remember we're living in what's called Total Information Network, and I've gone into it before where they have a virtual world in the Pentagon for one place. They'll have the same in Whitehall for London. But if you have virtual you in there with your daily updates and what you're interested in, even when you change fads or trends and follow the rest, they'll know all about it, add it to your virtual you. they test your virtual you in different scenarios via computer to see how you would behave. And, of course, they find out that you behave that way in real life. So they're very, very reliable, and it's all to do with predictive programming. You've got to predict. See, you cannot be or have a totalitarian society run from the top down without obedience, a mass obedience at the bottom, unless everyone is very predictable. And for the individuals out there, too, they still assess you, of course, and they try to find the nearest cluster group that you would belong to that are similar to yourselves, and then they find ways to try and attack that particular cluster so that they can also have their opinions shaped and bent and twisted until they're made properly. See, properly, that's the word for it, really. I remember reading an old philosopher, and he said something to this effect. I'm not quoting him, but just he basically said that in all ages and in all lands, the proper authorities saw to it that the proper religion or belief was taught to the people, and so they came up with the proper method of teaching, the proper belief system was taught, and the people believed properly. And that's how it's always really been. This is no secret to those who are taught from the archives, of course. I've mentioned the fact that there are archives. I've read from some of the people who had access to the archives, like Bertrand Russell and so on. And these archives contain the data of thousands of years of histories and advisors to kings and queens and such like, all the way up to the present time. And all the studies have been done even in the ancient times on populations, because, yes, they were always. You see, there's nothing more interesting to a governing body than you. Everything that comes to provide the luxury for the king, the court, and so on, has to come from all of you. And, of course, most of the peasantry never really saw how the kings and such lived. They lived in big castles that were heavily fortified and guarded. Guarded against who? Against the peasants themselves, the same people who worshipped the king, in case they would get angry at one stage, perhaps getting taxed too much, and rebel. So they could never imagine how these people were living with real floors instead of living in sort of mud wattle huts with straw on the floor. And that's how it was in all across Europe, you know, right up through the Middle Ages, until even into the 1800s for many, many places. And as I say, it's to do with perception as well, and how even tyrants, after a time, who come in with the big armies and do massive slaughter, how the people themselves will start to associate those kings with their own. They'll think they are ours. They betray me. They betray my country, because those kings and queens, even though they never breed into the people they rule over, actually adopt all the symbols of your country. In fact, they give them to your flags and all the rest of it, your national anthems, and all the stuff that brings tears to your eyes, because they want to make you patriotic and serve them and see the person at the top as your big benefactor, the guy who epitomizes the big father of you and all of yours. Today, it's the same thing. It's astonishing that the only country, I think, that still uses this thing extreme is the U.S., with its president, because they kind of deify them with all the ritual propaganda. And of course, it's all stage managed by professionals when they're all running for candidacy, and all of the symbols come out, the flags, the banners, the speeches, with familiar phrases that have been used for hundreds of years, and they put them over again, and the people really do get tears in their eyes and all the rest of it, because they've had an incredible indoctrination into this kind of reality to do with their country. You can also give that country another sort of cover or total makeover when it clouds the people from seeing who really runs their country. They still think it's the same old way, and they're taught to believe it's still the same old way with representation and so on. And of course, they try to keep all the lobbyists and the money changers out of it, but that's what's really inside government. All around government, in fact, and the whole thing runs on this thing called money and lobbying and contracts, because the biggest honeypots in the country, in any country, is from the tax revenue, the that the government brings in. That's the big, big honeypots. And federal contracts are worth billions and billions and trillions of dollars sometimes. So we live in a fake make-believe system. And once again, they even muddy the waters further by making you think there's a right and a left to it all, with conservatives holding on to something that's been or has passed. And the ones who are progressive, so-called progressive, I like the term that they use, progressive, they'll tell you progressing towards what? Bring you all of the do-as-you-want type thing, more freedom. But really, is it more freedom at all or more debasement? Because the more freedom we're given, if we do follow the left, you end up with a Soviet-type system. And yes, you can have plenty of sex and all the rest of it, and the state will take care of all of the fallout from that for you for free, maybe. But what's the fallout in the family? Well, of course, you have to go into the family unit to find out they don't want the family unit anymore, and neither do the right wing either. Because many in the right wing actually have talked about it, and they're all for this progressive new society you see coming in. Coming into view is one of the terms they use quite often, and the hour of the time, etc. These are terms that came from Freemasonry. At one time, rebellions were started with the speeches wherever they used, this is the hour. And literally, that was the Masonic code word for starting off rebellions. But anyway, here we are today, and we've been turned upside down since about 1950, I'd say. Actually, beforehand, if you take all the changes, but they really went on a roll from 1950s onwards. And a lot of it was actually accepted by presidents who signed agreements with various far-left groups that left the Soviet areas of combat and came over to Britain, America, France, and elsewhere to spread their doctrines of really the Trotskyist methods of the perfect society, again, using constant revolution. That's what you're in today, with wars on this, wars on that, wars on terror, wars on poverty, war on you and Total Information Network. It's ongoing revolution where they believe they can speed up the evolution of society. So why wait for things to come up with a new thesis? Why not create the thesis and control them and speed them up to the synthesis to start off the new thesis and progress, etc.? But it's guided progression. And that's what most folk don't realize, is guided progression. Guys were talking about this back in the 1930s and publishing books about it. Guys who belonged to the big organizations of the world already at that time, like the Huxleys and like the Russells and many others from the Frankfurt School who joined them, of course, and the Macy Group and, of course, the Vienna School and College as well, as they call themselves, were all in on the act, and presidents in the U.S., give them permission to set up in the U.S. and help guide the system. Bernays was in on the act too, the father of consumerism, but he wasn't just the father of consumerism, he was the father of mass behavioral psychology and the fact that he believed in the fact you could make the people do anything and believe anything and ultimately, obviously, alter their behavior to be any which way you wanted it to go. That's what you're in today. And it's astonishing how initially when people don't like having their behavior changed, they don't like having their cultures changed, that's normal. And initially, there's always outcries from people, they grumble when they get hit with something that seems absurd to them and goes against the grain, like new kinds of sexuality and stuff like that, because they always think, well, and quite rightly so, the present rules exist to protect us. And they did work in local areas, in large areas, and national areas. And sure as fate, of course, once they start to break all the rules, destroy the families, redefine families, and push promiscuity, the sky's the limit to where it's all going to go. And they've had so much child molestations in the last, oh, I'd say 40 years, speeding up like crazy to the present time, but most folk don't complain now. It's common fare. So once you're past the initial phase of being absolutely disgusted and indignant about it all, you start to accept the new system coming in. Back with more after this.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hi folks, we're back and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about the use of psychology. Is it surprising too that they brought different anthropologists into the big associations they formed in America and in Britain and elsewhere, all working together and connected to each other, of course, because they planned to change all of society at the same time. That's why they worked so hard to bring a European Union. Of course, the Council on Foreign Relations is right in it, of course. They're part of it, a big part of it. And the funding comes from the big foundations. And a lot of funding today actually comes from tax money as well, because they managed to become kind of legitimate and out in the open. And you dish out your cash to them in order for them to find ways to brainwash you and accept the next part of the regime as it upgrades itself. All planned, as I say. We're not stumbling down through time, dealing with crisis after crisis that come out of the blue. It didn't used to be like this. We didn't used to have crisis after crisis, believe it or not, for those who can't remember. And this is perpetual war, they call it. Perpetual war upon the public to keep you off guard at all times. And I was reading an article today from one of the big psychological associations that works for the British government, and they were going through this technique, in fact, and how they must always, always try and get the public consent, and they use basic animalistic behavior, punishment, reward, and all of that kind of stuff to achieve consent from the public, including giving up all the rights that was mentioned. But they said that people will always give up something in return for something. That's how they work, basically. No different if you're trading one item for another item. You they want a fair trade. And it really, that psychology still works right down to government level and government and the people. The people, if they think they're going to get something for nothing, actually, will give up an awful, awful lot, believe it or not. It's like the same people you'll see at the doors when the sales open in the stores, and they end up stampeding in and crushing each other. That's pretty representative of a lot of the general public out there, something for nothing. But they also want you to be afraid, because fear draws you in to get protection from Big Brother, something the ancients knew as well. And kings were apt to do this kind of stuff. They'd start rumors that there was going to be an invasion, and the king will protect you, but it's going to cost, I have to rearm the men and all the rest of it. And 90% of the cash that he got in taxes, the extra cash, would go to his luxury yacht or something. However, that's how it really has always worked. You must get the consent of the governed, no matter what the governing class are doing to you. Today, I was reading, it's a very short video, so I managed to get it downloaded on the satellite, believe it or not. What a miracle that was, even though they claim it's high speed. But it was about, as a banker, a guy portraying a banker. And it's quite an interesting little sort of rhyme that he goes through, a little poem that he goes through about being a banker and how he views the general public. Because regardless of the times or the ages and in which we live and what's happening, the banker's always up there in control. Never loses out on anything. And he talks about keeping you all in chaos and then offering the solutions and so on. Same kind of idea. We're so easily managed, it's disgusting. It really is disgusting how easy society is managed. It really is. Now, there's an article here about the Federal Reserve, the ones who plundered us, of course, and they rape us. And I say, now they're coming after your shirts, too, because there's nothing much left to give them. They've taken the mortgage system into the hole, as it was designed to go as well. And really, it's because all the small businesses that were in America have gone. They were put under by the big Walmarts and all the big chain stores and all the companies that have stuff imported from China. That was all discussed, and it was known to happen before they even signed the GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, through the World Trade Organization. They knew where they were going to bring America back then. And all of that was going to be the fallout of it, mass unemployment as well. But the Federal Reserve reveals trillions of dollars dished out to world banks to aid financial crisis. The banks all over the planet, including $1.5 trillion to British banks. And it's from the Daily Mail, of course. And it says the Federal Reserve has revealed details of trillions of dollars it gave in emergency aid to U.S. and foreign banks during the financial crisis. New documents show it paid out a staggering $1.5 trillion, almost £1 trillion, to British banks, over a third of the total money lent, in an effort to prop up the financial sector. The Fed dished out $2.2 trillion to banking giant Citigroup, $2.1 trillion to Merrill Lynch, and $2 trillion to Morgan Stanley. In addition, payments have also been made to Bear Stearns, about $960 billion, Bank of America, $887 billion, Goldman Sachs, $615 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase, $178 billion, and Wells Fargo, $154 billion. It's not bad, Daddy. I mean, getting these gifts to you, just give them to you. Straight, here you are, have this. No strings attached. And it says the U.S. Federal Reserve led some $3.3 trillion to financial institutions and over $1 trillion or $640 million to British banks. And it says the banks earned $14 billion from July through to September this year, showing that the green shoots are definitely showing. It says large non-banking U.S. companies which borrowed from the Federal Reserve included General Electric, who used a total of more than $16 billion. That's $16 billion. Harley-Davidson, $2.3 billion. And a group of independent Caterpillar dealers, $733 million. Now, these companies, too, General Electric and Caterpillar, are part of the military as well. And that's well part of the military industrial complex. So naturally, they take care of their own. Now, but as the music coming in again, I think, so we're back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back and we're cutting through the matrix. Just to finish that last article there, it said the system basically failed because banks stopped lending to each other, said Paul Miller, a banking analyst at FBR Capital Markets. Well, what a con. And they get rewarded for it. And no one changes the system. Because why? Because, you see, it's important we still keep working for this thing called money for a while, yes, at least until we get our credit system in. And the government, with its private public partnership deal, will have banks just issue you credits. It's pretty well that at the moment. It's all debt money, isn't it? And everyone's living on credit. Now, there's a caller there from Ontario. It's Clint. Are you there, Clint? Hello? Hello, is Clint there?
Yep, I'm here, Al.
Yes, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. We know from you, from letting us know about all these authors with the psychology they've been imposing on us for the past century or so, the scientific psychology, and I think there's a way we need to reverse this. Now, I sent you an email with regards to the common land that a friend of mine, Peter, mentioned to me about that I had no idea about. Now, we know there's common rights and common law, but this common land, I think we need to use to try to get back at deprogramming society in a way of, planting seeds, as the saying goes. We need to plant seeds for growth of foods that are natural so we can combat the food that they're using to kill us with. Now, we need to change because, as you say, and as everybody knows, this plan that is going on right now, it's literally it's going to kill us all. And if we don't come out of this, then there's no point to go on. So the idea that he's thrown at me and myself, we've been talking about it, is we got to find where we can get this common land. It's in every town apparently. I don't know if you know of it yourself, like where we can.
I've watched this for 20 years. This common land idea.
Like where could we get it? Like
well, I'll tell you to be honest with you. See, the guys who run the system aren't going to let you get it. That's the key. You're not living in a system where it's like a chess game and you do this and they do that. It's not like that at all. These guys have cleared the board and been right across the board already, and the public haven't realized that they've turned everything upside down. They have the use of force, and that takes care of all. You can stand there with banners. They don't care. And just like they shoved the Indians into reservations, they're going to do the same, of course, with everyone else. They simply call them habitat areas. It's a reservation. That's all it is. And they have their plans. It's a world plan, too. And I understand the whole thing about fee simples and so on and all the different ways they used to own titles to the land, but that's been long, long gone, long gone. And what they have done is they've always had in the background the real law of the land, where everything in the Commonwealth, for instance, is owned by the Queen under Ford, and she's a topsoil, everything's hers.
Yeah, the Crown land, exactly.
That's Crown land.
Yeah.
And that's never changed, and that supersedes all other laws that come afterwards, you see.
Now,
so,
I've seen here on an article here that since the 19th century, a lot of the wealthy have been eating up the Crown land. Like, it's been given back to them, so they've taken it away from us.
Yeah.
But the point is, though, if we can somehow find this Crown land and use it in a way, we can kind of, like, use it as a system where we can grow food and then donate it to local, charities and food banks and towns, and just get a way of getting the community involved with growing natural food.
I'll tell you what's going to happen if you do that. You're falling right into communitarianism, which is what they want you to do.
But I want to use it as a way of, like, letting the people know of the plan of Agenda 21 and whatnot, and the aspartame and the foods and stuff like that. It's like, because as we know, there's a big health movement right now for a healthy lifestyle, and there's an organic movement. But a lot of these people that are into this, they don't realize that a lot of this stuff comes from China still and whatnot, and it's not as organic as they think. So this way, like, we can kind of, you know, plant the seeds to feed their minds, as my friend would say, you know, like, just it's kind of like a way to fight it, you know, stealth-like, to fight this plan. Like, I know it's, as I said to you before, like, it seems like I'm lost and just I'm
no, see, I've watched it. People for years and years come to the same. I've watched every way that they're trying to get out of the trap.
Yeah.
And what you're going through is something that people have been doing for an awful, awful long time, trying. And it doesn't work because, as I say, this system doesn't play fair. They have an agenda. They will not change their agenda for anyone. They have the power of law. They've got the power of force, ultimately. And they've got their own little ideas of communitarianism, where they'll appoint people in charge of growing the food for the little area, etc. But ultimately, they don't want anyone on the land who does not work for the big agri-food businesses. The United Nations said the same thing from the Department of Agriculture, the UN. They said farming is too important to be left to farmers. What she meant was small farmers.
Yeah,
The idea is eventually that the world body will be in control of all the world's produce of food. Because, you see, the world that you're going into isn't one where you get free choices to do this or that or to grow your food. The world you're going into, and it's already planned and underway and a good part's instituted already, is that the big agri-food businesses and the CEOs will have total control over your entire life, your health, whether you live or die, or whether you even get born if they need you. That's unfortunately where you are at this stage, but understand where you are, because I've seen so many folk over many years go into the same alleyway, and it is an alleyway of it's natural, rational thinking, until you realize that this system is much, much bigger, and it's not agreeable to having people come up and question it or try alternate things. It's totalitarian in structure. And they won't change because someone wants to go off and grow natural food or grab a free simple title to the land or whatever. It just won't work. I've watched people go under many, many times before trying this. You know,
well,
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I mentioned that to him, too. I said, well, if we were to do this, like, I can see where they would let you have the land, but then they would come down with something like, well, you know what? You're going to have to use our seeds, which are given to us from Monsanto. You know what I mean?
Like, well, to do that, they're also bringing in a new system of it isn't just carbon taxes that you're getting. You're going to have nutrient taxes. Nutrient taxes are the same as carbon taxes, only it's on the amount of pollution you cause by the various chemicals that you use on the land, et cetera, even in organic, even fertilizers. And you're going to have to pay incredible fines for that, except for the big agri-food businesses, because they're exempt from all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I can't, you know, Alan, I just can't really, like, tuck my tail between my legs here and give mm-hmm. up. Like, actually, my friend was kind of mad at me because the last call, he said I kind of sounded like I was giving up, like, and he's been mm-hmm. so respectful.
I mean, the best thing you can do right now is to try and grab a bit of land for yourself. And well, you can still own it, or at least you don't own it. As you know, if you go in to buy land, and Canada's been like this for years, I had an argument with a lawyer about it.
It's still the bank.
When I noticed that when you buy a piece of property, regardless of the property, they don't have owner on the title anymore. They have tenant.
Yeah.
And
okay,
that means you're a tenant. You're not an owner. Even though you're going to pay up the cash for all that, you're never an owner. And I said to him, I said, I come from Europe. I understand the difference between tenant and owner. You know?
Yeah. Okay,
and
so from
he gave me that little smile as he wore his Saturnalian gown, of course. He was just in from a court somewhere. And of course, I do know that lawyers are part of it. They're exempt from that, actually. They get ownership of land. That's why they go along with it in Canada.
So the lawyers are the bad ones. But so from experience then, you don't know yourself then if there's still available common land here in Ontario? That could be, you know, applied
right now,
or whatever.
Do a search on Canada government, federal government, and parks, national parks. You'd be astonished at the millions of acres they've been adding every year to their own crown corporation and taking land off.
I went to Ontario's website there for agriculture, and I tried to punch in common land and whatnot, and I just can't absolutely find it anywhere.
No, it's gone. The common land. Actually, the common land has been taken off people for hundreds of years, even in the feudal system that was supposedly left but never really did. And the common land was an agreement with nature itself, basically, that you need food to eat. And if you're a feudal overlord, you must have common grand land on which to graze your animals and to plant your own vegetables. And eventually, the people even in England were living in the rugged, rockiest places, at least for the common land, and eating terrible withered vegetables that could hardly grow, and until that was done away with altogether under regulations, mainly during wartime situations, World War One and Two, and they basically took the last of the common land off of the public. They instituted a law recently, too, last year, I read it on the air, where you couldn't gather the fallen firewood, fallen wood from the boughs in Crown land anymore in Britain. It'll be the same in Canada shortly. For your firewood, that was something that's been there since the Domesday Book, and the Magna Carta. But now you get fined if you're caught picking up dead branches to warm yourself at home. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a tax for everything like that, exactly. But
that's where it's going. There's no doubt. See, these guys sat together a long time ago and said, if we institute this, and this, how will the public react? And they go through every scenario in advance of different types of groups that will form, how they'll try to get around the laws, the regulations, and they find ways to block that from happening.
So
and
you don't think...
They've had nothing to do for the last 100 years except have think tanks working and all this kind of stuff.
Well, and personally, I can see how far the effect has been done to society. But
yes.
I don't want to accept the fact that there's no way that we can reverse the psychology on people. Like, there's got to be a way, Alan.
You have to understand that people have already changed in their psychology. They don't know it, though. They don't know it. You see, at one time they had more common values, and it was the common values that gave them survival capabilities together. and collectively, well, that's been destroyed and replaced with new values from the state itself. Mm-hmm. And they also put default positions in them if you think of something. They got this from religion, by the way. I have to say that, too. It's not whacking religion either. It's just a fact. They set default positions in people when you thought of something, oh, that could be a sin, and you went back to default, so you didn't continue the thought any further. Well, they use this in psychology. Wherever you see something that's wrong, you get set to default. If it makes you uncomfortable or whatever, and you know it's just bad for society, they go back to default. And that's what you're seeing in people when you're trying to explain what's happening to them, and you get that sudden blank stare, and they get rather nervous and want to turn away. They've been set to default. This stuff actually works on them all, and they're all watching the same televisions. They're all talking about the same topics because they're given out by the media.
The same Blackberries that they're punching in their iPods.
What you can do right now is only what you can do is to grab a bit of land while you can still get it and work on your own. And I've known various folk who have tried it in the past, and I'll tell you, you have more problems with the people coming in to live and help out than it would be by doing it yourself, because they cannot get along anymore. And then you get group dynamics coming in, and then someone wants to be a new leader, et cetera, et cetera. That's all part of the new system as well.
Okay. Well, I'll try and look into that common land thing, and I'll try to look into it more, but I just don't want to give up. I think, mm-hmm. I'm going to try trying.
Well, if you grow food for yourself or your family or people you know, good enough, because at least you have better stuff than the rubbish they're selling in the stores.
Exactly, and what I was saying too with my friend is this way we can donate it to the local food banks, and then somehow with the local papers and that, it might make news, so to speak. Oh, look at these nice guys in the town, they're donating food. And in that way, like I was saying earlier, like we can plant seeds to these people and say, well, you know what, I'm growing this food naturally because I've been doing research over the years, and I'm noticing all the poisons they're putting in our food, so I just thought I would do good for myself and my fellow man and start growing food naturally. And just try to attack them that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that might plant the seed in the mind of the person to say, you know what, what's this guy talking about? What does he mean, poisoning the food? And they might look at it themselves. Because to continue on with the conspiracy part of it, like that's getting us nowhere, like to talk about 9/11 or like...
There's no conspiracy. It's only a conspiracy for those who are dead to the world. And
Who are programmed to think that's what it is.
Yeah, everything else is out in the open today, where they're going. Every data's lost, passed, and agreements in the global society passed, and we're told where we're going, and we see where we're going, we see all around us. So there's no conspiracy anymore, it's out in the open. Yeah.
It's fact. Mm-hmm. It's fact, exactly. Okay,
so thanks for calling, and good luck, and just grab a piece of land and at least do it for yourself if you can, while you can do it, yeah.
Maybe I can send you some tomatoes or something, you know.
That's right.
Okay. Okay,
stuff that isn't irradiated, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. And that's the problem today, too, because, I mean, I've been watching the stuff in the States, and they're irradiating all the vegetables as well before they're sold, and that'll become ultimate law in Canada elsewhere, and you couldn't give stuff away eventually. And a bill that they passed in the States recently, in fact, has a lot of that in it, that eventually you won't be able to give stuff to anybody, definitely not sell it, or but definitely not give it away either, if you look at all the clauses in it. So control over food and water is vital here. That's why the biggest the foundations right now are buying up the world's water supply. If you control the water, you control life on the planet. All life on the planet. This is war, standard war tactics. You go for food and water, shelter, clothing. And then if you are in control of that, everyone is at your mercy. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. But yeah, people should try at least grow their own stuff while they can do it at the moment. And especially keep their own seed, for goodness sake, because the poisons that are coming down from Monsanto and others are definitely having the desired effect they're meant to do. And cancer is skyrocketing with all kinds of cancers that even the surgeons can't give names to because they're so different, unusual. They're cropping up all the time. They know what's causing it. Of course they do at the higher levels. It's called depopulation. Not all at once, just more at a time. More this year than last year and so on. That's how it goes. No one really notices it so much then. Interesting little tidbit that came across the news too was that the TSA, those big blobby guys that are pro-carbohydrate positive, proactive, that you see bouncing folk around in airports, they get recruited. Their biggest advertising campaign for those pinheads comes from pizza boxes, delivered pizza. No kidding. Here's an article here. TSA recruits on pizza boxes. This is the Transportation Security Administration. Seems to be all about experimentation these days, trying out new security measures, including controversial pat-downs and screening methods, and now advertising for jobs on pizza boxes. The Washington Post reports this week that the TSA is broadening their security horizons by using the boxes as a new way to market to prospective candidates. So they don't want intelligent people. They want the guys that are sitting munching away there, you know, swigging their beer and watching sports. And they find it hard to get out of their seat because they're stuck in it, generally wedged into the sights. That's the kind of guys they bring in for the TSA. Back with more after this.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix. I'll put a link up, too, on how nutrient trading could help store the Chesapeake Bay. So nutrient trading is being pushed from big organizations, big foundations out there, again, all associated with this world government idea. And it says this particular one comes from the WRI working paper, who's doing research on this to bring it forth to the public. That's how they do things. They do it in working papers and then present it to the governments and so on. And it says it'll bring economic benefits and all the rest of it, including potential benefits to the agriculture, wastewater, and stormwater sectors. But they want to really tax you on what they claim will be waste, and they'll work it through computers, just like the CO2 idea, so much in and so much out, etc., etc. In other words, heavy taxation is all it is on basically nutrient trading. Quite a great idea. I don't know what the next one will be. They've got gas trading, they've got all these kind of things trading. Who knows what it'll be? It might be fishes trading, for all I know, and I'm not kidding about that either. Could be too. Now, there's a caller there from Ohio. It's Jay. Are you there, Jay? Hello? Is Jay there? No? I guess not. Okay. Anyway, nutrient trading, as I say, is up there with basically the CO2 and all the rest of it, and the global warming. And eventually, I'll put up to tonight this particular article on one of the biggest organizations in the States, based in New York, and it's a university. It's now called the New School. It was started off by the Fabian Society. It's part of the CFR, of course, for world government. And it gives you part of the history of it. It says here, too, it's during the, after 1933, it says, a lot of them were exiled from America because they were basically communists. It doesn't use the term here, but it says they became a university in exile, and it was founded in 1933 as a division of the New School for Social Research. And it was a haven for neo-Marxist scholars from the Frankfurt School who had been dismissed from teaching positions by the Italian fascists or defeated Nazi Germany. It was because they all had a lot in common and were all communists as well, you see. So it's interesting to see that in Nazi Germany you had National Socialism fighting International Socialism, and it was one and the same thing, but the internationalists had a bigger plan than just keeping it fairly local. It says the University in Exile was initially founded by Hiram Hawley and the Rockefeller Foundation. Oh, no wonder, eh? I told you, the foundations run your world. They are the parallel governments, collectively. It says it was later renamed the Graduate Faculty of Political and Social Science and bore this name until changing to its present one in 2005, the New School. And so it's interesting to see all the characters who went through here. Leo Strauss was one of them. And, of course, he taught the last bunch who really ran the government when Bush was the front man. And he was an adamant supporter of perpetual war, for instance, and so on, and the Frankfurt School, etc., etc., etc. Interesting link to peruse for those who've got the patience to do it. But they're into drama and all the rest of the acting, etc. Hollywood, big hand in Hollywood, and what Hollywood would turn out to alter your behavior by showing you various movies, and it certainly has been awfully effective because the culture creators and the culture creating departments are essential for altering you so that you will be altered to go into the new big society, as it's called. Quite a world we live in. It's nothing like it's portrayed by the general media, though, eh? Nothing at all. Well, from Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.